Tell me about your parents. Your father was a fencer.
Yes, he used to make all the fences, sawing up the wood from the tree trunk. They used to put it across the saw pit in the woods and saw it through. Mr. Bottin was the other man, and my father was Mr. Sales, and they used to, one in the bottom of the pit and one at the top, and they had this huge saw, and they used to saw it by hand right through the tree trunks and make the strips of wood and then make the fences and the gates, you see. But after, you know, years after, they had a sort of a steam saw at Knowl. It was just as you go into the stable yard, it's a, I don't know if it's still there, but a place there. And then the tree trunks used to go there and be sawed through and come to them in long flat pieces, and they used to do it from that. But they used to put all the fences up and hang all the gates on the estate, and the wooden fence that used to be all round the park, that was their work, and they used to do it and put it up. I think they used to go to work about 6:30 in the morning and in the dark in the winter and come home in the dark. It was hard life, I suppose, but then that was their job and they did it.
Yes. And constant work, the fencing, I should think, because there must
all
be
the time. Yes,
I mean, I can't imagine how many miles of fencing it must have involved.
Well, the park is supposed to be 7 miles round, isn't it? Mm. So it comes along in the park by Webb's Alley all along there, and then it joins up again on the Tunbridge Road and goes right round to Fort Common, right down into Godden Green, you see, and round that way. But some of the fencing wasn't solid, it was just like posts and rails in Blackall Lane when it went along there. It was like posts and rails, it wasn't solid. But it was a full-time job to do it, and there's lots on the farms out at Stone Street that belonged to Knowl. They used to do it there, used to do the fencing there, but that was like chestnut fencing with, they used to do it with a wire, put the stakes in and then twist the wire around it, the chestnut fencing. But they used to do it with weights somehow, and they'd do the twisting with the wire.